Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and this is about you living your destiny. This show is going to be an exceptional one for you because it's going to transform the way you think. It's going to make you understand exactly what it takes to be an MLM rock star. How big do you want to be? This doesn't mean you have to be the king of the world. Many of you do not envision or even desire to strike to be the biggest, you know, king of the world in whatever affiliate marketing or MLM you may be doing. You just want to be independent and free and make enough cash to achieve certain goals. And that's great. And that's a rock star to me. That's a rock star to you. That's a rock star to me. Whatever you see yourself as is the rock star. All right? But the key is there is a code. There is a rock star code. So before we get going, before we roll into that rock star code, I would ask that you do one little favor for me. It's very simple. There's no obligation involved. There's just a click of the mouse. If you go to WayneScherrerShow.com, WayneScherrerShow.com, the upper left-hand corner, there's a Facebook like button. If you'd be logged in your Facebook account and click that like button, I'd really appreciate that. And for doing that, I'll continue to do these shows. How about that? And I'm going to give you a lot of stuff, too. I give you something on almost every single one of these episodes. So, let's go. What's the Rockstar Code? Where does it come from? What's it have to do with you? Well, like I said, whatever you want to be, that's a rock star, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to adapt for you what one of my top mentors has taught me, and we're going to apply it to your MLM or affiliate marketing business and put everything into perspective that can make you the rock star you want to be. It's all about you. This is for you. Okay, so Dave Van Hoos, he's my rock star, one of several. And this is adapted from his code, the six steps of being a rock star. All right, are you ready for this? We're going to take them and we're going to put them in perspective here. And then you apply them to your business and where you want to be. So, yeah, you'll have to do a little thinking of your own because I don't know what everybody wants exactly. I know what everybody wants close, but I don't know exactly because there's lots of people listening to this. We've topped over 12,000 subscribers. Isn't that great? I think it's great. I think all 12,000 of you are amazing. And I'm amazed at how many people are looking to move ahead, and I want to make sure every one of you has every advantage possible. So let's get going with the Rockstar Code. Rockstar Code number one. Celebrities and rock stars make the most money. All right, so you're telling me many of you, probably about 80% of you are saying, but I don't want to be the big celebrity or rock star. Well, if you remember back, and maybe you didn't listen to this lesson yet, but I have, not too far back, we did an episode called How to Be Anonymous and Win. And of course, the end game of that was you can't be anonymous and win, right? You have to become known by somebody. And if you don't, then you are going to struggle forever. You cannot be afraid to stand out. And Lord knows I have more reason to be afraid to stand out than most people, but it hasn't stopped me. And so the fact is the highest paid athletes, the highest paid people, the highest paid rock stars, the highest paid anybody doing anything in any marketplace are the people who become the celebrities, the people that become known, the people who stand out, they raise their hand. It doesn't matter whether they're the best. For instance, in fast food, there's no way in this world that McDonald's food is the best food you ate, but they are the rock star of fast food. no matter what you say. It doesn't matter whether you like them, you don't like them. You can't believe that people actually eat that stuff, yada, yada, yada. Whatever is going through your mind, it doesn't matter. What matters is they are the celebrity. They make more money than anybody else because they stand out. So think about what you learned from the coverage of celebrities and what controls their conversation. You see how they manage to transform things simply by standing up and standing out. They don't sit back behind others. They always jump to the front. So a little bit later, we'll know some secrets about studying celebrities. I mean, this code will show you the secrets about studying celebrities that makes them stand out. But the bottom line is the code number one. I can't say that. To be an MLM rock star, you have to stand out to some degree, whatever degree, to get you the money you want. But nonetheless, celebrities and rock stars make the most money. Okay? Code number two, to be an MLM rock star. Remember, rock stars invent and own the media, right? So they're not only in the media, but they own the media. The media comes, they get to a point where the media comes to them. So, you know, so totally, what does that totally mean? It means you could look at people like Oprah. And other people similar to her. Oprah started off in radio. She wasn't on TV, okay? And she moved to TV, and then she got her own TV show, and then she produced movies, and she created magazines, and then she created her own network, and so on and so forth. So she became a true rock star. She owns the media. Martha Stewart did much the same in her own niche and even moved on to TV and so forth. So they are superstars in their own markets. These people are people you should study and pay attention to what they do, because they own the media. The media comes to them. They control the media around them. You have to invent and own your media. So, I mean, I'm inventing media right now, right? I'm creating this podcast. I've done many, many things to the level that I wish to go to, and I keep progressing up myself. No, I'm not Oprah. I'm not telling you that. And would I accept that level? Well, I'm the kind of person that probably would. Not that I want to be, that I seek being that image, but I would certainly seek going there, because once I achieve a goal, I generally don't like to stop. I like to do more. So I am the kind of person that if ultimately I was at the Oprah level, it wouldn't bother me in the sense that it may actually truly bother some other people. But you don't have to go there. As we started off at the beginning, you can be at any level you want. When you get where you want and you want to just sit back and let other people do the work for you, then that is fine. But you need to invent something. You need to create something about you that it doesn't even have to be new. It just has to have its own name. All right. Like when I was working my way to create my own business, I created the instant traffic cash flow system. Right. I invented that. I invented layered traffic because it was my way of talking about doing traffic and lead generation. All right. I invented that. I own it. Nobody else owns it. I own it. Instant traffic cash flow system. I own it. It incorporates a layer of traffic into additional training. I own it. The Easy Lead Network. I own it. I developed a way for teams to generate leads and generate them for free. And also, unlike other lead generation networks in affiliate marketing and in MLM, the Easy Lead Network, you own your leads, and your downline member owns their leads, and I don't steal them from you in the sense where other owners of sites are marketing your leads. I don't. You completely control them. You control the funnel. So I invented those things, okay? And I invented being your destiny, and I created another layer of media for myself, all right? A platform. Number three, Rockstar code number 3. You must surprise your fans so they'll buy more stuff. Of course, you need people to buy more stuff from you. Even in multi-level marketing, you need people to buy more stuff. In a sense, the way that's often done is by your downline getting members on their team. In affiliate marketing, in most cases, it is actual buying more products. But even in multi-level marketing, it's buying more products. Because in multi-level marketing, you have product-only customers. At least you should. You should have two realms, your team of sellers and your team of buyers. So you always need your buyers to be buying more stuff. So you have to have ways to surprise them. That's usually done simply by over-delivering. And your crowds know when they buy something from you, they're going to get more than they expected in some way, in some form. All right? Rockstar code number 3. Moving on. Code 4. You want to be an MLM rock star, affiliate marketing rock star? Then you need to be moving up, okay? I always move up. Now, you define what is moving up for you, and some people won't agree with you that that's moving up, and some will agree with you, but it doesn't matter what's moving up for you. What is moving up is what's moving up for you. So realize that you might have great health and great real estate and great internet marketing and personal development, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, reality is those are the things you sell. That's not, you are not in the business of just selling a product. Your business is moving up. Ascension in business, ascension in life, moving up in life. That's what you're selling. People, particularly in multi-level marketing, when you're recruiting a downline or affiliate marketing, when you're finding more affiliates, You are selling to them a way to move up in life, right? You are not selling to them the product. Now, you want people on your teams that have used your product. There's no doubt about that. Your best sellers are people that actually know your product, whether it's multi-level marketing or affiliate marketing. Of course, if you're selling your own product, you know that inside and out in your own service. But that's slightly different. But you may be looking for affiliates to sell your own product. So when you were looking for affiliates, you're always looking, you are selling a way for them to move up. So that is very, very important to remember in selling. You are not selling like 7-Minute Workout, for instance. If I want you on my team, you're not coming on my team just to get fit. I am selling you a way to improve your life, to move up in life. So I have to over-deliver, which I do. The Easy Lead Network way over-delivers beyond what anybody offers in training, coaching, and additional marketing funnels and all that. I advertise it at $7,500, but the reality is there's more like over $10,000 worth of training, coaching, and so forth in there at this point. And that's based on real prices because I happen to run a business that actually sells these things, so I know what it really costs. But there's a lot of people that tell me that, oh, I'll find it somewhere cheaper. You sure will, and you won't get the results either. So if you're on my team, I'm offering you a way to ascend in life. You join the Easy Lead Network by becoming a reseller in one of the 4 products. The 7-Minute Workout is the one I prefer people to start with, but that's okay. You can use any one of the 4. Now, Rockstar code number 5. You want to be an MLM Rockstar code number 5 is knowing your fans. According to Dave Van Hoos, those are his exact words. So your fans are your market, your people that follow you, your herd, your crowd, the people you want to move in under you. One herd is there for product. One herd is there for that ascension in life. Okay? So if you want to make the most money possible, you must know these people. You must know what makes them tick. You must know what they want, understand their cares, their feelings, what they do. And you know, you have a tool right now that makes that really easy for you. It's called Facebook. But there's lots of other ways to do that. And this isn't about how to do it right now. This is about what you need to do. And you need to get to know your fans. I mean, I can tell you a couple other ways. I mean, you can go into forums. You can go into blogs. You can go read the news. See what other people are advertising. There's all kinds of way for you to know what makes them tick, and people leaving you clues everywhere, because the people that are selling the most are the ones that are hitting exactly what makes them tick. So the more you know about your crowd, the more you can speak to them directly and talk about exactly what they want. They want to move up in life, right? In MLM, if they're going to join your team, they want to move up in life. They want security. They improve their security for their family. They want to do the things they dream about doing. You know, a lot of people mistake that everybody wants a fast car and a giant-sized house, and that isn't true. Some portion of them are impressed by that, but many people, that is not at all what they want. And I'm one of those people, but that doesn't mean if that is what you want, I'm not putting it down for it either. I'm just pointing out that you need to understand that many people, probably close to half, are turned off by the fast car, big house advertising, because that's not what they're after. They're after peace of mind, security, a way to send their kids to college, a way to retire and know they have income coming all they want, a way to be able to take that trip they want whenever they want to, a way to be able to buy a gadget if they want the TV next week, that they can buy that TV. They want their credit cards paid off. That's what we're offering in the Easy Lead Network, a way to achieve what you want, to ascend where you want to go, and live your reality, not my reality. But that's what you have to understand about your fans, okay? What do they want? What do you want? Okay, you know what you want. And I have a very good idea of what you want. But in the end, the more you can talk directly to your crowd, the more you can do it. So that, understand this, that doesn't mean you're trying to talk to a million people. You aren't. You're trying to narrow that crowd down, because you don't need a million people to get the number of people you need to make the money you need. Remember, for most people in most places in the world, if you start making $500 extra a month, you're covering some significant cost in your life already. You get to $1,000, you're covering several existing costs. You get to $2,000 a month, and you are, in a lot of places of the world, that's more than enough to be free of your job. That's, in some places it isn't, some places it is. In some ways, it's different everywhere, but understand it, because it is about the numbers. So, getting to $5,000 a month is usually enough to get 80%, 90% of the people free of their job and living on their own and building their income to whatever they want it to be. Now, so is that being a millionaire? Well, no, you don't have to be a millionaire. And I know you don't. And but maybe you want to be. And some of you do. But actually, the truth is, there's less of you that are, your goal is the millionaire, and more your goal is just to be free of your job and be secure and be able to take care of your family and know you can generate the income on your own. And then you decide how much that's going to be. But if you can do that, then you have achieved what you want, and then you can decide from there where you want to go. All right, so know your fans. And finally, always have an encore, as Dave says. There must be an encore. When you know, what rock concert ends without the rock band being able to do an encore? There isn't one, right? If the crowd will beg for them to give it up, then they have something prepared to give it up. So you should have an encore. What's your follow-up? What are you going to do to do even more, to give even more? So That's the MLM, affiliate marketing rockstar code. 6 points, right? 6 points. What are they again? Let's review them. We'll go back. Number one, remember that celebrities and rock stars make the most money. And these, I'm actually going to repeat the words Dave Van Hoosh uses. because he is my rock star mentor. Rock stars invent and own the media, okay? Number three, surprise your fans, and they'll buy more stuff. Number four, remember, ascension in life is what your fans and people want. It's what you should be striving for. It is the goal when recruiting people in life. You got to know what they want to sell them to be on your team. Know your fans. Know who they are. Know what exactly they want, where they're going, whether it's the product or whether it's to be your team. Always have an encore, all right? Remember, you can do this. Oh, did I give you number three? Surprise your fans. Number three, I might have skipped that. Surprise your fans and they'll buy more stuff. Remember what surprising is. Over-deliver, over-deliver, over-deliver. There's so many ways to do that you can't tell me you don't know how to do that. You just have to give a little extra above what they expect. It can be anything. All right? Very important. All right. So if you're ready to be a rock star and you're ready to learn and get the coaching directly on the rock star team, then go to easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Fill out the application. It comes directly to me. I'll review it. I'll contact you, and we'll get you started right away. All right? You have your choice. There's four different ways for you to get started. So go to easyleadnetwork.com/rockstar. Become a rock star. Be the rock star you want to be. And I'll see you on the next Being Your Destiny. This is Wayne Scherer. Until next time.